hearing the resounding vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra, the local Mohammedans, greatly angry, submitted a complaint to the Qazi. Purport. The Fauzdar or city magistrate was called the Qazi. The Jamidars or landlords levied taxes on the land, but keeping law and order and punishing criminals was the duty entrusted to the Qazi. Both the Qazi and the household landholders were under the control of the governor of Bengal, which at that time was known as Suba Bangla. The districts of Nadia, Islampur and Bhogayana were all under the Jamidar named Hari Hoda or his descendant known as Krishnadas Hoda. It is said that Chandkaji was the spiritual master of Nawab Hussain Shah. According to one opinion, his name was Maulana Sirajuddin. And according to another, his name was Habibara Rahman. Descendants of Chandkaji are still living in vicinity of Mayapur. People still go see the tomb of Chandkaji, which is underneath a champak tree and is known as Chandkaji Samadhi. So about 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced this chanting holy name publicly. Especially he started with, as you have heard, Haraya Namaha Krishna Jadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. But there are a lot of objections. So that time, as you know, the Muslims were ruling. And a lot of atrocities going on that time upon Hindus. So Muslims were obstacles for Mahaprabhu. But more obstacle for Mahaprabhu, more than Muslims were Hindus. Muslims were against Mahaprabhu. And more than Muslims, Hindus are more against Mahaprabhu. Because he introduced this loudly chanting of holy name. And more than Hindus were the Brahmanas, giving more difficult. So one day, evening time, and by the order of Mahaprabhu, every house, by that time Mahaprabhu has started his Sankirtan movement. He has come back from Gaya. As you know, before he go to Gaya, he was not into so much devotion, more into scholastic education. He was releasing Vidyarasa, more grammar, logic, things like that. But when he came back, then he was completely different personality. He saw Vishnupada Padma. He took initiation from Ishwara Puripad. Then he saw Krishna in Kanai Narsala face to face. That is where he first got the mood of the viraha, vipralamba bhav. Kahan jabo, kahan pabo murali badan. Where shall I go? Where can I see that blue boy playing on flutes? So Mahaprabhu, he convinced some of his followers in Navadip to chant this holy name. Then who complained? Not Muslims, Hindus complained. Hindus complained. Of course, Muslims, they're happy to hear this complaint. So one day this Qazi, Qazi who is like a Gurudev of the emperor, Krudhe Sandha Kale Qazi Ekka Ghare Aila Mridanga Bhangiya Loke Kohite Lagila. Chandkaji angrily came to one home in the evening, and when he saw Kirtan going on, he broke Mridanga and spoke as follows. ଏତକାଲ କେହ ନାହିଁ କହିଲ ହିନ୍ଦୁଆନି ଏବେ ଯେ ଉଦ୍ୟମ ଚଲାଓ କାର ବଲ ଜାନି ଫର ସୋ ଲଙ୍ଗ ୟୁ ଡି ନଟ୍ ଫଲୋ ଦି ରେଗୁଲେଟିଭ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ରିଲିଜିଅନ୍ ବଟ୍ ନାଓ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଫଲୋଇଙ୍ଗ ଦେମ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଏନ୍ଥୁଜିଆଜିମ୍ ମେ ଆଇ ନୋ ବାଇ ହୁଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଡୁଇଙ୍ଗ ସୋ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ଲେନିଂ ପର୍ପଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଆପିୟର୍ସ ଆପାର୍ଟ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଆଗ୍ରେସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବକ୍ତିଆର ଆଖିଲିଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ବେଙ୍ଗଲ ଅଣ୍ଟିଲ୍ ଦି ଟାଇମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଚାନ୍ଦକାଜି ହିନ୍ଦୁଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ଫଲୋୱର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ବୈଦିକ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ସ ୱେର୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ଲି ସର୍ପ୍ରେସ୍ଡ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦି ହିନ୍ଦୁଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଡେ ପାକିସ୍ତାନ ପ୍ରାକ୍ଟିକାଲି ନୋ ୱାନ୍ କୁଡ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିକ୍ୟୁଟ୍ ଦି ହିନ୍ଦୁ ରିଲିଜିୟସ୍ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ସ ଫ୍ରିଲି ଚାନ୍ଦକାଜି ରିଫର୍ ଟୁ ଦିସ୍ କଣ୍ଡିସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ସୋସାଇଟି ସୋ ଚାନ୍ଦକାଜି ସେଇଙ୍ଗ ହାଉ ଡେୟାର ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଓପନ୍ଲି ଚାଣ୍ଟ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଓପନ୍ଲି ଫଲୋ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ରିଲିଜିଅନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମିନ୍ସ ବାଇ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ଇନ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ ଇଭିନ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଆର୍ ଫଲୋଇଙ୍ଗ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ରିଲିଜିଅନ୍ ଭେରି ହିଡ଼ିନ୍ ୱେ ଦେ ସ୍କେୟାର୍ଡ ଫର୍ମର୍ଲି ଦି ହିନ୍ଦୁଜ୍ ହାଡ୍ ନଟ୍ ବିନ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଟ୍ ଫର୍ୱାର୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିକ୍ୟୁଟିଙ୍ଗ ଦେୟାର୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ସ ବଟ୍ ନାଓ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଫ୍ରିଲି ଚାଣ୍ଟିଙ୍ଗ ଦି ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମହାମନ୍ତ୍ର ଦେୟାର୍ ଫର୍ ଇଟ୍ ମଷ୍ଟ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ଅଫ୍ ସମ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଏଲ୍ସ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ସୋ ଡେୟାରିଙ୍ଗ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଦି ଫ୍ୟାକ୍ଟ ଅଲ୍ ଦ ଦି ମେମ୍ବର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସୋ କଲ୍ଡ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ସୋସାଇଟି ହାଡ୍ ଫଲୋଡ୍ ଦି ସୋସିଆଲ୍ କଷ୍ଟମ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଫର୍ମୁଲାଜ୍ ଦେ ହ୍ୟାଡ୍ ପ୍ରାକ୍ଟିକାଲି ଫର୍ଗଟନ୍ ଟୁ ଏକ୍ଜିକ୍ୟୁଟ୍ ଦେୟାର ରିଲିଜିୟସ୍ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରିକ୍ଟଲି ବଟ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଦି ପ୍ରେଜେନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଦେ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ବିଗେନ୍ ଫଲୋଇଙ୍ଗ ଦି ରେଗୁଲେଟିଭ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ସ ଆକର୍ଡିଙ୍ଗ ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ ଅର୍ଡ଼ର ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଅର୍ଡ଼ର ଇଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିଷ୍ଟିଙ୍ଗ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏନିୱେୟାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏଭ୍ରିୱେୟାର ଇନ୍ ଅଲ୍ ପାର୍ଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିକ୍ୟୁଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଅର୍ଡ଼ର ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ବିକମ୍ ଏ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ମାଷ୍ଟର ଅଣ୍ଡର ଦି ଡାଇରେକ୍ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ବାଇ ଫଲୋଇଙ୍ଗ ଦି ରେଗୁଲେଟିଭ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସିପଲ୍ସ ଚାଣ୍ଟିଙ୍ଗ ଡେଲି ଆଟ୍ ଲିଷ୍ଟ 16 ରାଉଣ୍ଡସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମହାମନ୍ତ୍ର ଆଣ୍ଡ ପ୍ରିଚିଙ୍ଗ ଦି କଲ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କନ୍ସିୟସ୍ନେସ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଓଭର୍ ଦି ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଆଡ଼ହେର୍ ଟୁ ଦି ଅର୍ଡ଼ର ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱି ଶାଲ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ୱିଦାଉଟ୍ ଏ ଡାଉଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱି ଶାଲ୍ ବି ଫ୍ରି ଟୁ ପ୍ରିଚ୍ ଦିସ୍ କଲ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମୁଭମେଣ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ନଟ୍ ବି ହାମ୍ପର୍ଡ ବାଇ ଏନି ୱାନ୍ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ରୋଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ବୁକ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ 50 ଇୟର୍ସ ବିଫୋର୍ ସମଥିଙ୍ଗ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ସେଇଂ ଡ୍ୟୁରିଙ୍ଗ ମହାପୁରୁଷ ଟାଇମ୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ଅପ୍ରେସ୍ଡ ଦେ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଏବୁଲ୍ ଟୁ ପ୍ରାକ୍ଟିସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଧର୍ମ ପ୍ରପର୍ଲି ବଟ୍ ନାଓ ଇଟ୍ ଲୁକ୍ସ ଲାଇକ୍ 50 ଇୟର୍ସ ବିଫୋର୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁଜ୍ ଆର୍ ପ୍ରାକ୍ଟିସିଂ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଧର୍ମ ଫ୍ରିଲି ଟୁ ସମ୍ ଏକ୍ସଟେଣ୍ଟ ବଟ୍ ୱିଦିନ୍ ଦିସ୍ 50 ଇୟର୍ସ ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ ଇଜ୍ ଚେଞ୍ଜିଂ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି 500 ଇୟର୍ସ ଏଗୋ ମୁସଲିମ୍ସ ଆର୍ ରୁଲିଂ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ଆର୍ କନ୍ଭର୍ଟିଂ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ନଟ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ମୁସଲିମ୍ସ ଆର୍ ରୁଲିଂ 600 ଇୟର୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବ୍ରିଟିଶ ୱାଜ୍ ରୁଲିଂ ଫର୍ ଏନି ଅଫ୍ ୟୁ ନୋ ଫର୍ 200 ଇୟର୍ସ ସୋ ବୋଥ୍ ଗ୍ରୁପ୍ସ ଦେ ରିଅଲି କନ୍ଭର୍ଟେଡ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁରିଂ ଦ ରୁଲିଂସ୍ ସୋ ଆଇ ଜଷ୍ଟ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ମେକ୍ ଏ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ରିଲେଟ ଟୁ ଦିସ୍ ପର୍ପଟ୍ ଇଭିନ୍ ଇଫ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ 50 ଇୟର୍ସ ବିଫୋର୍ ଦି ନମ୍ବର ଅଫ୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ହାଜ୍ ବିନ୍ ଡ୍ରାଷ୍ଟିକାଲି ଚେଞ୍ଜିଂ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଗେଟିଂ କନ୍ଭର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଅଦର ରିଲିଜିଅନ୍ ସୋ ହିୟର୍ ଇନ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରିପ୍ସନ୍ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣଦାସ କବିରାଜ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ସେଇଙ୍ଗ ଦଟ୍ ହାଓ ଚାନ୍ଦକାଜି କେମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହିଜ୍ ଭେରି ଆଙ୍ଗ୍ରି ମୁଡ୍ ସେଇଙ୍ଗ କେହ କୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ନାକରିହ ସକଲ ନଗରେ ଆଜି ଆମେ କ୍ଷମା କରି ଯାଇଅଛି ଘରେ ସୋ ନୋ ୱାନ୍ ସୁଡ୍ ପରଫର୍ମ ସଂକୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ଅନ୍ ଦି ଷ୍ଟ୍ରିଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସିଟି ଟୁଡେ ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ଏକ୍ସକ୍ୟୁଜିଂ ଦ ଅଫେନ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ରିଟର୍ଣ୍ଣିଂ ହୋମ୍ ପର୍ପଟ୍ ସଚ୍ ଅର୍ଡ଼ର୍ସ ଷ୍ଟପିଙ୍ଗ ସଂକୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଷ୍ଟ୍ରିଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡସ୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ସିଟିଜ୍ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ଇମ୍ପୋଜ୍ଡ ଅପନ୍ ମେମ୍ବର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ମୁଭମେଣ୍ଟ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ରିଲେଟିଙ୍ଗ ଇଟ୍ ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ମୁଭମେଣ୍ଟ that how it is situation in other countries when he is trying to spread Krishna consciousness, our devotees are stopped. We have hundreds of centers all over the world, and we have been specifically persecuted in Australia. In most cities of the Western world, we have been arrested by many times by the police. But we are nevertheless executing the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting on the streets of all important cities like New York, London, Chicago, Sydney, Melbourne, Paris and Hamburg. We must remember that such incidents took place in the past, 500 years ago. And the fact that they are still going on indicates that our Sankirtan movement is really authorized. For if Sankirtan were an insignificant material affair, demons would not object to it. The demons of the time tried to obstruct the Sankirtan movement started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similar demons are trying to obstruct the Sankirtan movement we are executing all over the world. This proves that our Sankirtan movement is still pure and genuine, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the last verse I will read. Ar jadi kirtana karite laga paimun sarvaso dandiyatar jati je loimun. The next time I see someone performing such Sankirtan, certainly I shall chastise him by not only confiscating all his property, but also converting him into a Mohammedan. Purport. To convert a Hindu to a Mohammedan was an easy affair in those days. If a Mohammedan simply sprinkled water on the body of a Hindu, it was supposed that the Hindu had already become a Mohammedan. During the transition of the British in Bangladesh, during the last Hindu-Muslim riots, many Hindus were converted into Mohammedans by having cow's flesh forcibly pushed into their mouths. Hindu society was so rigid at the time of Lord Chaitanya that if a Hindu were converted into Mohammedan, there was no chance of his being reformed. In this way, the Mohammedan population in India increased. None of the Mohammedan came from outside. Social customs somehow or other forced Hindus to become Mohammedans with no chance of returning to Hindu society. Emperor Aurangzeb also inaugurated a tax that Hindus had to pay because of their being Hindus. Thus all the poor Hindus of the lower class voluntarily become Mohammedans to avoid the tax. In this way, the Mohammedan population in India increased. Chandkaji threatened to convert the people into Mohammedans by simple process of sprinkling water on their bodies. It is very unfortunate that what was happening 500 years ago, and in no way it has reduced in India. Though India is a democratic country, not ruled by Muslims, not ruled by Christians. This fact that in India, most of the rulers, people sitting in ruling position, they are all Hindus. But number of Christianity people and Mohammedan people are increasing. Prabhupada making a point here. The Hindus are very orthodox that time. If somebody becomes Christian or Muslim, they can't come back again and become Hindu. So many people, they were converted. Till today also, the number of Hindus in the whole earthly planet is reducing. The main reason is Hinduism or Sanatana Dharma starts from the beginning of the creation. So Hinduism does not have a process of converting somebody. Because everybody are Hindu initially. So there is no question of converting. When the new religions came up, then this concept of conversion started. We have to convert them to Christianity. Convert them to Mohammedans. And very simple process, as Prabhupada is saying, just sprinkle some waters, you are a Mohammedan. Christians, what they do? Huh? Yeah, they put under water. They'll drown you under the water, okay, now. You are Hindu before, they put under the water, now you come immersed out of the pond as Christians. But unfortunately, Hindus, they don't have this system. So, in reality, number of Hindus are reducing in whole earthly planet. I tell to the Hindu communities, even if whatever number of Hindus are there on the earthly planet, most of them are by name only. Hardly they follow any scriptural injunctions. So the point I'm trying to make, so much conversion going on in India, especially the targeting the tribals, as Prabhupada said, the poor peoples. They're not loved by Hindus. They're rejected by Hindus. Hindus they hate. And Christians they take full advantage. They give the love, care, help, money, house. So who will not be converted? So much so, in India there are three states in Northeast, 99% Christians. We are focusing on high class people. It's very good. Mahajana Janagatasya Pantha. We are focusing on high class people. But they focused rural tribal people. Very strategically. Because the Christian people, they didn't expect result what will get tomorrow. They plan in such a way what we will get after 100 years. You understand? Very strategically. So they went all the deep forest, mountains where nobody goes. And they opened schools, hospitals, this, that, and give good education. So there is a whole state speaks English. English is their mother language, na? No Hindi, no Bengali, no other language. All high educated tribals. Chief minister, minister, everybody controlling. Not one state, two states, three states. And different parts of India, in Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, in Rajasthan, very prominent Hindu state. There's Bell community tribals. In 10 years, they converted 300,000 Hindu tribals into Christianity. See? Of course, the way they're converting, they don't have some deep philosophy or lifestyle. It's easy for people to be converted. All you just drown into water, you become, you don't have to change your lifestyle, change your thinking power, anything. Just identify, I'm Christian. So that may not last so long, as I heard BBC, somebody was saying in America, every year 2,500 churches are getting closed down. Hardly the American children are interested to go into church. They're searching on their own. It is a good symptom. But in Europe also, in France, German, I heard many people converting, Christians are getting converted to Muslims. And some are saying, Christians are saying, okay, whatever Christians were losing in Europe, we'll make up by converting Hindus into Christianity. So our number will be balanced. So everybody on their way, they're really together to making plan that how the day will come that the Hindu community will be extinct from the earthly planet. The conversion is going at that much rate ratio. So they have a plan. So one day will come, there will be no Hindu on the earthly planet. So they'll make a glass box. They'll put a person with sikha and tilak to show their children at one time there's one race on the earthly planet called Hindus. So the point is, what they're targeting, they're all targeting for the tribal peoples. So only Prabhupada, he had saved the situation, not only in India, from the whole world. Even the great Hindu leaders, they admit now. In India, there are so many institutions, but no other institution, including Ramakrishna Mission, Bharat Seva, all big, big, Ravi Shankar, they convince anybody to accept the Vedic philosophy and lifestyle except Srila Prabhupada. No one else. They may give art of living, these, there are so many things. So, it is a great thing that Prabhupada brought this Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada has written, New York, London, Chicago, Sydney, Melbourne, Paris, Hamburg. But our existence in these cities are very limited. We are known to people, Hare Krishnas. Like somebody is telling in Switzerland, we have distributed the number of books 3 times more than the number of citizens in Switzerland. You understand? You understand my English? Okay? But how many people have become devotee? 3 times more books have distributed. So that is the reason why we started this Namahatta program, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj introduced. We have to go to village. So now you see, going to these villages, how thousands of, at least in India, because we have tried there. First we tried in Bengal, it worked very nicely, then Orissa, then Assam, then Bihar. So thousands of villages getting Hare Krishna devotee now. Actually I had recently one, or Gauranga Prabhu, many of you know Gauranga Prabhu, he had gone to an RSS meeting, one Hindu, big, some meeting was going on. One RSS man came to him, leader. Then he asked, how is Jayapataka Maharaj? Said, he's physically little problem. Oh, he's a very great personality. We discuss about him. So why? Then he said, because of his Namahatta village preaching, they keep statistics, no? How much conversion going where? This Bengal is just only state where the less conversion has taken place because of this ISKCON preaching in villages. So I'm to give you an idea how village preaching is very, very important. If you want to get really good result, we have to go to village. And just from city to village is not sufficient. The whole other area where thousands of tribals are sitting there, not touched by any of the Hindu societies or Vaishnava societies. Neither Ramanuja Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami, or even if Ram, whatever, nobody has entered there. It is like paradise for the other community people. And what is happening in reality? By name getting converted, if they were to follow Jesus Christ's instruction, it would be good. But then they remain drunkard. Then many terrorists are taking birth out of that. India is in big danger now. When you go to Northeast, Mizoram, Nagaland, they ask us, oh, where have you come from? You have come from India? That means they don't identify there in India anymore. Such a big threat. The fear is, what we are reading 500 years before was happening in India, if we are not careful, within another 50 years, during our children's lifetime, or grandchildren's lifetime, they will see in India also, people have to chant silently, closing the door. Can't blow conch shell like that. The way things are happening in India. So the point is, our Sanatan Dharma is very, very difficult subject matter to understand for people. Like Veda. Who will understand Veda? Even the Hindus, we don't know, understand Veda. Haman, they read Veda. Veda, Vedanta, Upanishadas. To understand that kind of subject matter, that time has gone. Our memory power, our understanding power has reduced so much. In every respect, the situation of earthly planet has degraded so much. So those kinds of ritualistic programs, jnana, dhyana, is far away from our reach. Prasid Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced very simple process. Don't get stuck with this muni, rishis coming, chanting Vedic mantra, spending crores of rupees, big yajna, or leave your house, go to forest, do dhyana. He brought a process that everybody can afford. Everyone can afford. Completely independent of anything, no condition. You don't need temple also. You don't need mridanga kartal also. He made it so simple. Pancha sata mili dware basya kirtana karha hatatali diya. I have brought a process for you. But I have no temple. No, you don't need a temple. 5-7 people you gather in baranda of somebody's. In India it is not like that. Like in, you have in UK. Every house they have a dog. You cannot go anybody's house. India not like that. Every house they have a baranda. Anybody can go and sit there. Mahaprabhu saying, just gather 5-7 people. Panchasata mili duare basyas. Just go gather in anybody's baranda, outside baranda. But we have no mridanga, no kartal. So no problem. Kirtana karha hatatali diya. So independent. Not waiting for anything. Right? So affordable. Anybody can afford. Huh? So that is the reason how it is progressing from London, New York, Los Angeles to villages. Now with this endeavor, so we are trying to penetrate to mountains and forest also. And Lord is so merciful. Interestingly, I don't know whether you have observed or not, college people are most fallen, most sinful, most unfortunate. Just imagine, compare to the people of Satya Yug, Tritya Yug, Dwapara Yug. What is the lifestyle? Oh, high class, sadhana and everything. But what perfection were offered to them? Satya Yug, Tritya Yug, Dwapara Yug. You can do karmakanda perfectly, go to heaven. You can follow jnanakanda perfectly. You can get Brahman realization. Or you can do yoga nicely. You can realize Paramatma. Or you can get bhakti. Go to Vaikuntha. But it's very interesting how the Lord is so merciful. He gives the highest thing to the lowest person. The most fallen person, what is the highest thing Mahaprabhu giving? What is the highest thing? Huh? Krishna Prem was not heard in Satya Yug, Tritya Yug, Dwapara Yug. And whom he is giving? What is qualification? You have to become very scholarly personality, very great Brahman, very pious person, yogi, muni. What qualification you have to have? Huh? That is your endeavor, but what is your qualification? Following spiritual master, very difficult. Mahaprabhu gave a very, very interesting qualification to get his mercy. Huh? Yes, Mataji knows. You have to be the most fallen. Mahaprabhu taking a candle in his hand, searching, who is the most fallen one? I'll give the Brahmar Dullaha Vastu. Savakare Jache. He's running after people. Not like Krishna. Sarvadharman Paritajya, Mamekam Sranam Braja, then only. You give up everything, completely surrender unto me. Then what shall I give you? How Krishna will reciprocate? No, he never said that. What he said? Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sranam braja. What is the next line? Aham tam sarvapapabhu mukhe sami. Krishna is so clever. He said, you give up everything. 100% surrender unto me. So what I will get from you? Oh, I will make you free from sinful reactions. Is that what we are for? Huh? But when Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, what he said? You surrender everything, complete surrender unto me, then? No. If you run away, I will run behind you, catch hold of your hairs. Where are you going? Take Krishna prem. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar Vichar Karile Chitta Pave Chamatka. This is magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So munificent. The most fallen personality, most sinful. So one devotee, once I was giving class, he said, I was explaining the qualification to get Maharshi of Mahaprabhu. You have the most fallen, most sinful. So one devotee at the end of class asked him, Maharaj, if that is the qualification, so from tomorrow I will try to commit more sinful activities, so that I become more fallen, so I can get Mahaprabhu's mercy. I will become qualified, so I become more fallen, more sinful. So, do you have to become more sinful? Do you have to become more fallen? Huh? We just have to understand how fallen we are. That's all. We don't have to try to be fallen. So that is the difference. Why these tribal people are most qualified? I want to present you some activities. Last year I presented, and this is really happening so fast, spreading among tribal people. The Krishna consciousness spreading like forest fire. Because, you know why? Because they are fallen. They are fallen, most fallen. We are less fallen. We are less fallen or most fallen? Huh? Nobody is saying, daring to say, I am fallen or what? They are fallen, most fallen, we are also most fallen. But then what is the difference? Yes, they understand who I am fallen, I am poor, I am uneducated, but we think, no, I am great. That is the difference. So they get very easily affected. Harinam works better on them. Then Harinam works upon us. Harinam will not work same way upon everybody. Even if Harinam is very powerful. So before we lose time, so I'll go directly. The Prabhu can help me who set up this. So I'll show you how this tribal thing is happening. Now we are doing 5 different states in India. And the tribal people taking very nicely this Krishna consciousness. You can bring here, you'll come. Getting Krishna consciousness very nicely. So, if everything goes okay with this projection, put up this light. It's okay. Put up this light. So, we call it ISKCON Tribal Care Initiative. Put up this light. This is not a ISKCON Tribal Preaching Initiative. Why we don't call it a preaching? We will preach to somebody who has some intelligence. Who will ask questions, you have to convince. But these people, so innocent, they'll ask you any question. You go to one village, try to chant Hare Krishna, the whole village will buy Hare Krishna Japamala. Yes, like that. You'll see the effects, how it works upon them. They're very poor people. But when I go, we do Nagar Sankirtan, all the villagers will come, they'll give 10 rupees, 20 rupees, the heap of notes, you know. So it's very interesting to see. These are the area. We have hundreds of villages in northeast because that is mostly affected, you know, mostly tribal dominated. And at present we are doing health care, emotional care, educational care, social care and spiritual care. So we are opening many coaching centers. Every village, we bring village children, we appoint one village educated boy, give 2-3,000 rupees, then give coachings, school education along with that, also our ISKCON Hare Krishna education also we give. No voice? Prabhu? So these children, they have learned very nicely how to, not only how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the whole Mangalacharan, Sikhyastaka, all these things, so they can chant now in deep forest, the children are sitting there. But now they can chant, your connection is okay? So we have a nice, we have coaching, hundreds of coaching centers. And we have a nice book for them. When they educate these tribal children, they'll learn A, B, C, D, like this, with nice pictures. They'll learn A, not A means apple. A, Arjun is great warrior. B, Balaram is Krishna's brother. C, Chaitanya is so kind. D, Damodar steals Yashoda's mind. E, Ekachaka is Nityananda's dham. F, flute is dear to Krishna Balaram. So these books now in hundreds of villages, thousands of children, this book cost only £1. So we are giving thousands of children this book. So this is how that we have great opportunity there. We are opening many, many small schools. And also the water is a big problem for them. You can't imagine people they live, where they have to walk 3-4 kilometers to get some water. They live on top of the hill and they will go down the hill and bring some water from there. So in this way, this is Yantra. Yantra Yuga is a big problem. In previous yugas there is no problem. Everything was happening by mantra. Then next is tantra, now is jantra. So jantra is always gandagol. Okay, this one. Let us see if it works. Still doesn't work. It would be really nice, but always this gandagol program going on. You would hear how the small children so eloquently they're chanting these mantras. And this is small Gita verses chanting. These are children very far, remote village in the forest. They're chanting Namaste Narasinghaya. Whole Namaste Narasinghaya. Very nice chanting, playing mridangas. The children they're doing. You should have tested this before, the sound. You have nice schools like this. Bhakti National School, we are teaching them computer also. So they have a very simple setup. Now we have bamboo, chatai walling, tin roof. Children, we have hostel for them. You see, the children, when they join our hostel, how they look like? Then after staying in a hostel, they become Vaikuntha children. No? Then they do puja, they do tulasi, all these tribal children learn mridanga kartal, they do homework. Like this, we have many schools like this, in Dipu, the classrooms, all tribal in Ananda Bazar, in Tripura, in Bengal. We have thousands of people taking prasadam, tribals they love prasad and kirtan. They love these two things. And they have only chatai house, one room, the whole house is one room. One corner they cook, one corner they keep cloth, that is everything. And winter time is so cold, so we give them blankets. these are the different coaching centers, different places, children's getting material education, sometimes spiritual education also. And these different hostel setups we have for them, we have nice playgrounds, we have van for them. And every village, they have a church, but you are not converted, you have no place to go. So now we are building like small prayer halls every village. It's cost 1,20,000 rupees, whole village. The point is, we are trying at least those that are not converted, let them feel they're Hindu. Every house we are keeping on Bhagavad Gita. Last year we put 7,000 houses. This year we have 20,000 house. We'll put Bhagavad Gita. At least they'll feel that we are Hindu. And they'll read also. Then prayer halls. Now we have places, the tribal ladies, they never gone to school. But they learned so many nice bhajan kirtans from our bhakti giti, they're chanting. And also we are engaging them in community service. We are building, make a brick factory for them. They themselves, they build prayer halls, schools, we make brick. 20, 30, 40 kilometers inside the forest, you have to walk. Very difficult to bring anything there. So we are building bricks for them. Then we are a lot of land, but they don't know how to do agriculture. So we could help them. But if you give them money, they'll drink wine and finish everything. So we have to give them seeds. Sometimes the government gives them seeds, they sell seeds and drink wine also. So we have to really be behind them. And also handicrafts. One nice thing, every house they have a handloom. They make their own cloth. All ladies make their own cloth. So we give them threads, and so tailoring, we give them this tailoring machines at the bottom, we give them, teach them how to do. So that economically they're sufficient, otherwise every house have pigs, hens and goats, main source of income. Unless we give them alternative source of income, they will not stop it. So we have to have side by side these things for them, we have to look into that. So many devotees, very dedicated people, they constantly stay in forest. Many of tribal people, they have become our preacher also. So like Prabhupada is telling, many people are getting converted by force, they are giving meat. There's one devotee, this man's brother, this man's, in Tripura one time, they're all Hindus. There are no Christians. Two tribes, they're fighting. The one tribe ran out to the forest. Thousands of tribals. They're all Hindus. Nothing to eat. The next state was Nagaland. King of Nagaland was a Christian. So they went, please give us shelter. I'll give you shelter if you become Christian. Okay, we become Christian. No, how will you understand we're Christian? You have to take cow meat. Then you are Christian. Then the Hindu said, but we never eat cow meat, you will get stomach problem. Then this king was so stubborn, he said, I am bringing doctors. Doctor will sit next to you, you eat cow meat. So they would die, so thousands of tribals, they eat cow meat and convert to Christianity. So many stories like this, how people got converted. Mohammedans are the worst. Their conversion process is the worst. No? So now we have a Gurukul also. Gurukul Ashram. This is the sea, how they bring water. Every village, we are building water tank like this. And next to water tank, we might build prayer house. When people come to take water, we bring them to our prayer house. Then we explain them. Like this. How tribal people are happy to take water. The tribal people, they may be backwards, but their culture is very good. When you go, the way they receive us, and very nice, the way they garland, the reception process, everything is very interesting. Where is the microphone? So I have to go fast. So this girl chanting. These boys are chanting Namaste Narasimha.
Namaste Narasimha. Namaste Narasimha.
So these are the school children. Then I have to go forward. They are getting good training. They are very simple and the clean mind, very easy to teach them also. Once you teach them, they follow it very strictly. They follow, how strictly they follow, I'll tell you. Once a year I visit tribal people. So I'm visiting different tribals. We have now initiated tribal devotees also. So somebody gave me something, I put into mouth. Okay, then I start walking. And one lady following me with a glass of water. I said, what do you want? He said, Maharaj, you should wash your hand because you ate something. So these people, once you teach them something, then they remember it. They understand how important it is. So these prayer halls, brick factories, then agriculture, then we tie up with the schools. They have tribal schools. We give them coaching also. Dedicated devotees. We have Gurukul Ashram. This water. So we have water plants. And these tribal people, they are very happy. Other they have to walk from top of mountain, all we make a water tank like this and bring a pipe. Then bus, they get water, good water in their house. This is how they make the cloth of the ladies. Agriculture, health camp, we give medicine. All the tribal people, they come, get treated. Not much disease there. There are healthy people. They don't have a stroke, cancer, big crowd. I asked, any of you have diabetes? They said, what is diabetes? They don't know what is diabetes. They don't know anything. It was clean air, all organic foods. So we teach them this chanting. Chanting in brick factories. Tribal dance. Actually, we are organizing jungle safari tribal tours. If you are interested, you can go deep forest. We have nice kutirs there also. You can mix with the forest people, tribal people, stay, see their culture and do kirtan. Every house we put Radha Madhav picture like this. Then we build a prayer hall. So now they have started coming and hearing Krishna Katha. We build small temples. And we give them Jagannath Baladev for the deities. So I tell them Jagannath, one day he was in forest, now he's in big city. Then again we bring them back to forest. He's a tribal god. Jagannath is a tribal god. So every house we put Bhagavad Gita. Then village we give them Mridanga Kartal, teach them how to do kirtan, then they do kirtan. You will really enjoy. If you go, the whole village will come with you, you know, wherever you go. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, everybody, they come. They like the young people. Once a year, we take Western devotees, and they really love to see Western devotees, because they think whole world become Christian. When they see the Western devotees, they get really impressed. And we do house kirtan also. The tribals in their house, they have temple now. They are doing kirtan. They are playing mridanga, they are leading kirtan. And one village, I went, whole day raining. Then finally at 2 o'clock they said, Maharaj, people are waiting for program. I said, raining, who will come? They said, no, so many people are there. So we went. So whole day they're starting, standing on the road to receive us. Holding umbrella. Very sweet people. They are here, they are chanting their own feelings. A tribal man is leading kirtan. Playing mridanga. Here, I'll take 2 minutes. You must with patience see what they are doing, how they receive us there. Very interesting. There is no fast forward, otherwise I could do fast forward for you, but I don't see that option here. This is a place in Tripura that we have to drive like 5-6 hours, then we have to walk long distance in middle of the forest and mountains. There are all the small villages and surrounding areas are mostly Christians, but some Hindus are still there. So we have a coaching center here, and we have water tank to supply water to them also, and we help them financially. Means we help them through threads and through seeds also. So the tribal people, they have started becoming vegetarian also now. And every year they do come and take initiation also. So now how they are garlanding us, see. Like this, they will go to each devotee through dancing and garlanding also. It's a new system there. Once a year, we do convention in Mayapur. There are 2,000 tribal camps. Many political leaders, ministers, they came. So we brought these girls, and this way they garlanded ministers. So they're very happy. So now the tribals have learned also ISKCON style dancing. ISKCON style. So these are tribals, very interesting. You'll be happy to hear the thousands of tribals, they're all vegetarian. No onion, no garlic. And they're so strict, they don't eat food cooked by others also. So once we had a convention in forest, I invited these people. So in the program we wanted to give khichdi. They said, no, give us pop rice and chipped rice. So why? We don't eat food cooked by others. So you don't eat food cooked by us also. Then I have to explain to their Gurudevs. So then finally they took. So they are chanting now. So Gurudev and his Guruma. Each Guru have 500,000 disciples. If one become Hare Krishna, then whole Guru become Hare Krishna. Very simple for them. So this is how we do village. Blanket distribution.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
This is a village, Betchara, the whole village, they are chanting Hare Krishna. There are now numbers increasing, attending our programs. This is one minister from Jharkhand. He came to Mayapur. He is surprised to see how ISKCON is doing for tribal. He is a tribal man also. So now I will show you very briefly how our journey goes. We start from Calcutta airport by flight, okay? Then next we go to Tripura, then we take a train. Then we take a bus, special car, see? Only this car can go move in the forest. Look at the doors and windows, everything very special. Then after this, then at one place car will not go, we have to go by bike. So bike means like this happen. Road you have to take, go by bike. Deep forest. Muddy road. But the whole thing is very pleasant. It looks austere, but very nice. So you have to walk. Then you have to walk. You have to cross bridge. This bridge they made only for us. Usually they walk on the water. We are special guest, you know. The bamboo. You have to cross a bridge like this. You have to be very careful walking. They are expert. They just walk. For us, they put this handle, you know, so that we have to hold. For them, they just run on that. You can get little glimpse of how the forest preaching program is. Every year in December I go with devotees for 1 month. We go together in deep forest to preach there. But it's very austere, but at the end you see the whole village waiting to receive you there, doing kirtan. Very scary. It is very nice reception. Every village, they do puja like this. Devotees arise. Special bridge. Sometimes you have to cross river like this also. Then you have to go by boat. Sometimes you have to take a boat. Then finally nothing works, they carry me. Some people there who are really insist, no, you have to come to our village. I can't walk 20 kilometers. So 1 or 2 kilometers I walk and 1 or 2 kilometers they carry me like this. So then when you take the car, see the situation of the car, how it happens. Some glimpse of tribal preaching program.
Tell her.
This is what we have to go through sometimes, but that is nice. We took two cars, one car could make, other could make. So by one car we have to squeeze and go. So these are different. We have a nice website, indiatribalcare.com, tribalcare.org. If you are interested to know more, you can visit this website. I will be here for next 10 days. It's very challenging things in India. It's very big issue, specifically in Bengal also. And we have to address this issue. We have Facebook, ISKCON Tribal Care, YouTube. If you go YouTube, then you will find, if you are interested, I have a card with all this information. At the end of my class, you can take this. And if you want to help, we created an India Tribal Care Trust, so that sometimes ISKCON is a religious society, people, they don't like to give donation. So we have a trust that you can also help. One school, only 4 lakh rupees, we can build one school. 40,000 rupees, we make a coaching center, 1 year we can maintain one center, or 4,000 rupees one student. So in this way, we want to cover hundreds of villages. So at least those that are not converted, so they will be saved and they will become Vaishnav. So this is a very interesting plan. If you are interested to be part of this, please contact me. I will be here for next few days. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. ISKCON Tribal Care Initiative ki. Gaur Premanande. Hold on, I have a nice thing for you also. From Jagannath Puri. You know, what is this? Toothbrush. This toothbrush cleans Jagannath's mouth. They have toothpaste also. Not Colgate Dabur toothpaste. They have Camphor. So this toothbrush which cleans Jagannath's mouth, I'll touch your head will be cleansed also, everything. Please come forward, take Jagannath's mercy. Rath Yatra is very fast soon. A special rope, Jagannath wooden deity, they wrap this for whole year, this rope stays with Jagannath. Once a year they open it. So then this year I went to put the panda gave. So please come forward and take blessings of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath is tribal god. I tell these tribals, you are all Banavasi. You know Banavasi? Forest dwellers. But Ramchandra, he is also Banavasi. He is living forest. And our Bhagavan Krishna, he is also Banavasi. Vrindavan. He went to Dwaraka, but always want to come. And Jagannath, he is tribal god. So they like very much. Hare Krishna.